This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue in Galatians with, if Christ's, then Abraham's offspring. Fullness of time as an angel of God, Christ formed in you, and an allegory. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Of your only Son, Jesus Christ, by the message of the angel to the Virgin Mary, so by the message of his cross and passion, bring us to the glory of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Hebrews chapter 10. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law." Then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. He came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the resurrection account of Luke's gospel, the two men in dazzling clothes appear before the women and announce the resurrection of Jesus. "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" they say. "He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day be raised." These women remembered these words, Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, along with other women. And they reported these words to the apostles, who considered it utter nonsense. Before long, perhaps even that first day, Mary, the mother of our Lord, would hear the good news of her son's resurrection. In that first Easter week, as Mary marveled at the news of the resurrection of Jesus, she must have remembered the words of another angel on that day in Nazareth in Galilee, when Gabriel announced to her that she would bear a son, that she would call his name Jesus, that he would be great, Son of the Most High, inheritor of David's throne, ruler over the house of Jacob, and that the child conceived in her womb by the Holy Spirit would be called Holy, the Son of God. When Mary heard these words of the angel Gabriel, she did not consider them utter nonsense. She knew that the angel was telling the truth, catechizing her about the child in her womb. And instead she proclaimed, "Let it be. Let it be to me according to your word." Mary must have remembered other things as well. Her visit to Elizabeth, the leaping of the child in Elizabeth's womb, so that Elizabeth would proclaim, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Mary would have remembered her song that magnified the Lord, that announced to the world that this child in the womb would reverse the world's wisdom and the world's values, that he would come in mercy, scattering the proud in the imagination of their hearts, bringing down the mighty ones from their thrones, and sending the rich away empty, that he would exalt the lowly and fill the hungry with good things, that he would do all these things in remembrance of his mercy. Mary would also remember how Jesus embodied the words of her song in his public ministry, that he showed mercy to the humble and the hungry, to the sick and the dying, releasing them from their sicknesses and sins, that he exalted the lowly and he made the last first, and that his kingdom was unlike any other kingdom in this world, that he must suffer first and only then enter into the glory of his kingdom. Mary must have remembered in that first Easter week the words of the angels on that day in Bethlehem when Jesus was born. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." When Mary heard of those words from the angel and received the visit of the shepherds, she did not consider all this utter nonsense. But as Luke tells us, she treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart and saying to herself, "Let it be. Let it be to me according to your word." Mary must have also remembered the words of Simeon when she and Joseph presented her child in the temple at 40 days old. And Simeon told her the destiny of this child, set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, a sign to be spoken against, and that her soul and the soul of Israel would be pierced with the words of her son, revealing the hearts of many. That happened during Holy Week and that first Easter week, that they had their hearts revealed. And Mary must have remembered the words of Jesus 12 years later, after finding him in the temple in Jerusalem during the Passover, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions, treasuring in her heart the words that she heard from Jesus say to her and to Joseph, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house, the house of sacrifice that our lesson from Hebrews described this morning?" On this Easter Wednesday, as we also celebrate the Feast of the Annunciation, with Mary and all the sainted women, we remember our Lord's conception in the womb of the Virgin Mary and her Magnificat. We remember the Lord's birth in Bethlehem and his presentation in the temple. And we remember his destiny to be about his Father's business of death on a cross and resurrection on the third day. We remember all these things and we ponder them in our hearts, proclaiming, "Let it be. Let it be to me according to your word." In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all favor. Now is the day of salvation. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people, that by repentance the Lord may draw us to himself. For all the faithful, that they may magnify the Lord for the incarnation of his beloved Son and rejoice in the new life that he has procured for all people through his death and resurrection, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for pastors, teachers, deaconesses, and all other servants of the church, that they may have zeal in preserving the truth, be faithful in communicating the gospel to a lost and dying world, and give thanks for the blessed privilege of serving in Christ's kingdom, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our local, state, and national government, that truth and justice might be preserved everywhere for the sake of the proclamation of the good news of Christ risen from the dead, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who are ill, that God would restore them to full health in accordance with his will, give them patience in their afflictions, and enable us to minister to them in love and compassion, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who mourn the death of loved ones, that God would comfort them with the assurance of life eternal for all who die in faith, give them peace of mind, and empower us to surround them with Christian sympathy and ongoing care, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Of grace, I love.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord, our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For by the Holy Spirit, your only begotten Son was conceived in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and brought forth in the substance of our human flesh, that we might partake of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us by your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying,
Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Go in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.